Yep, it's your boy MZ.
And your boy Vumi.
And this is the Much Chats Podcast.
Back at it again.
Back in business. Ki-December,
boss. Fortunately, we're not at the Sunset Beach or what.
Yeah,
not this year.
But yeah, man, it's a beautiful day. It's a sunny day. We got sauce in our hands. Some nice and gin and juice.
Right?
Yeah, man, it's December. Festive. Things are winding down at work for people.
And Eskom as well.
Yeah, people are ready to get out of here. Eskom people cannot leave.
Stay there and do their fucking job.
Fucking yeah, stage six load shedding.
They were wiling.
In a decade that we've ever.
We've never seen stage six.
Seen that, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my goodness. And it came in the new dawn era. All right.
Ow. Come on.
Ow.
Definitely hangover tings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, okay. Don't worry. Okay. Next year.
Well, how long are we going to have a hangover?
Next year, two.
Hold on. How long are we going to have a hangover?
Look, man, that was some strong drugs.
No, but listen. It's every time something bad, it's going to be a hangover. And if something good, new dawn.
Yes, of course.
It's politics for you. I'm saying. But even if with the new dawn.
You can say bailing out SAA. Right?
Use your goddamn words.
But it was
who made the decision to bail him out?
Well, it wasn't really.
Was
a
it
bailout.
The old administration? I'm not talking about the business rescue. I'm not talking about the business rescue.
What are you doing, man?
Because that's not really considered a bailout.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that they could have done the whole business rescue thing a whole lot sooner. And that's not a legacy issue. That's a now issue.
Yeah, it's just a decision-making issue.
Yeah.
So, you know. And
so it's a now.
And we know who the lead decision-maker is.
Jamnandas.
No. I mean, he has
Why
a lot
do they
of
call him that?
Because it's his name, Dad. It's his second name.
Really? It's his second name?
Yeah, Dad.
That's hilarious.
But obviously they're doing it because they obviously they're trying to
undermine
him by using his second name because it sounds more I assume it sounds more Indian as opposed to Pravin. I don't know.
Pravin is like a peak Indian dog.
Yeah, but it's not disrespectful.
But also, how is Jamnanda's disrespect? Now that I know it's his second name, I'm like, okay.
So then why are people being... Why are people,
that's like the thing. If you started calling me Panayotis,
But that's the thing. So then why are people getting mad about it? Because people are getting mad about
Who's getting mad about it?
Dude, a lot of media got mad about it. No, they really did. But also, that why would the EFF... a lot of things to talk about. The EFF wouldn't have done it if they didn't feel it was disrespectful.
I think about it. Being childish.
And disrespect. They were trying to be disrespectful as well because they knew it was going to tick someone off somehow. Otherwise, why do it?
Jamnandas.
Yeah, but it's his second name, so that's... Yeah. But you know what people were saying?
What?
People were saying they were likening it to... what's his name? The guy... Is it Mazwi or what's his name? Blackstar. So the Tiso Blackstar.
Tiso Blackstar.
What's the guy's name?
Manye.
So, yeah, his name is Mzwandile, right?
Yeah.
But before he asked people to call him Mzwandile, his name was Jimmy, because that's his name, Jimmy, right?
Okay.
So they likened it to people calling him Jimmy when he said, "Call me Mzwandile." Is his name Mzwandile?
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, when they said to call him that, you know? Yeah. So they were likening it to being disrespectful in that sense when people say, call me by this name, and then you deliberately call him by another name.
Anyway, it's
that's what
trivial. But yeah, no, so here we are in the festive season. I think summer has finally won the battle against winter.
Yeah.
There has not been a cloud or a raindrop in the sky. That same cannot be said for northern parts of the country that are basically submerged.
Yeah, and it's going to take a while for that stuff to subside.
Yeah.
I think it's starting to subside, but like, yo.
Yeah, like the SANDF, like gripping people from rooftops. It's quite hectic, actually. But I must commend the SNDF.
But that's what happens when you build on floodplains, though, for me.
Yeah, and also don't clear drainage. And also, like, come on, it's a lot of rain. Like, there's no, like, I mean, remember the UK some years back where they were also, like, going through the most.
Listen, if you have a lot of rain, sure, you can have a lot of rain and you will have some sort of, like, you will have maybe a meter or so of flooding. Like, if, but you gotta have good storm water management. That's what
the thing. But they clog up with litter because people do the most.
And then they must clean it.
Yeah, I know.
They must prioritize that stuff because look at the damage now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they were too busy not electing a mayor to do things.
No, but wasn't it happening in Shwane? It wasn't joking.
That the whole area of the world just merges into one for me. I won't lie to you. I don't even know why they're separate. They would just be the municipality of Gauteng and just get over and done with
it. Also, would you prefer if there was a municipality of Western Cape?
You cannot come. The size of like the Western Cape, I mean, the Gauteng is like a quarter of the Western Cape. Like, it is in geographical area.
It's a huge area still.
Yeah, it's fine.
Nah, dog, they don't need to. So what are you saying? The Free State should also, might as well.
Yeah, look, man. Municipality of the Free States.
Nah, dog.
It's all a conurbation anyway. You know what that is?
And you're pronouncing it wrong, but I do.
How is it pronounced?
Conurbation. It's corner. It's like a U, dog. There's a U there.
I won't fight it because the last time I used that was when I was in high school in Zim, so my teacher might have been taking liberties with pronunciation.
Hey, dog. You take liberties sometimes. If you're the teacher, you can. But yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
I think since the last time we had a a conversation on I mean, a lot's happened.
I mean,
and it's been a month. Man, in terms of like work as well, I was feeling very over it.
Jaded.
And that is the correct term. I was feeling jaded. Just at a point where like not giving a
rat's ass.
And just when you just get irritated by the mere breathing of someone.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah, that's when you know.
Why don't you just breathe over there, bro? Like, if someone's not doing nothing, nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong. They're just breathing. They're just existing. Like,
oh, man.
Their very existence bothers you.
So my weekend away with Bae was much needed.
Tell us more.
Yeah. So Zed and Bae did a young cruise control.
Okay.
To the Portuguese islands. Which is just outside of Mozambique.
Mm.
It was a nice little cruise. But 4 days, 3 nights.
Mm.
Yeah, man, it was. I mean, because I've been on a cruise before, but I was a lighty, you know?
Okay.
So.
I've never been on a cruise before.
I don't really remember much besides some kiddie stuff that we did and feeling. Seasick.
Uh-huh.
And stuff, and also like we were in cabin because it's a family thing, you're not going to be in the nice cabins.
Yeah.
We had the cabins that had like a small little window and
the portal,
bunk bed things. But anyway, so like this time it was like a whole new experience.
With the balcony.
Yeah, dog. Embarked from Durban.
Mm.
Shout out to KZN, beautiful weather. As soon as we embarked, straight to the buffet. They were like, come in, because they're still fixing our rooms properly or whatever. And I came in and chowed. And that's when I saw people were chowing. For me, it felt like I was in America again, where people in buffets, they just plates off. One thing you mount in one plate, you get another plate to mount another thing, so that you have a big ass buffet on your own table.
Damn.
So that's what people were just like, dog. They were putting. I remember seeing someone put. They had a pizza.
And then food on top of the pizza.
And they had shit on top. They had spaghetti something like spaghetti. I think it was a seafood spaghetti, like seafood. Damn. And they put it on top of the. I was like, this person just wants to eat everything. And the thing is with buffets, dog, you don't need to rush to go get something. If it's finished, they're gonna top it up.
Come back, yeah.
But for some reason, people obviously you know, have their own experiences with food and stuff. So yeah, man. And okay. Yeah, also another thing was like people were very wasteful, unfortunately. But that's besides the point.
But that's like standard procedure with buffets, if you think about it. Yeah. It's like people just put too much. They think it's the end of the world, and then yeah.
Yeah, man. So like yeah, so we were there and we took a tour of the. After we got into the room, it was so nice. The balcony views and things. You're just looking at the sea there, seeing nothing but the sea. You know, the fresh air. And it was fresh, but I didn't see any oil spills. You know what I'm saying? So we're still doing all
right. Yeah, we're doing something right.
Doing something right. Yeah, it was beautiful, man. Yeah, the room was very nice. The bathroom was surprisingly spacious. I thought it was going to be like, you know, very, very small. Yeah. Obviously, the shower only can fit one person.
Yeah.
But that's enough. And yeah.
And we know why that was an observation to you.
Oh, Doug, I like big showers. What do you mean?
Okay.
That's all it is. Yeah, and then there was like a show in the evening that we did,
okay,
which was pretty cool. We went for dinner and stuff. You go to dinner at the restaurants.
And then the extracurriculars.
Yeah, there's a club.
Oh.
There's a tennis court, so a multi-purpose court.
Okay.
There's like a tennis, basketball.
Combi courts.
Combi court. Yeah, man. Combi court. Some putt-putt. You know, there was some... just relaxation places, sun tanning areas, pool, jacuzzi. Ah, oh, jacuzzi was so nice, dog.
I can't imagine. And yeah, how was the weather? Was it warm?
Yeah, it was throughout. It was warm throughout. It rained for like an hour on the Sunday, but then it cleared up. But it was warm all the time, even if it rained for that like hour. Yeah, man, it was just a very beautiful place, dog. And then on the Saturday, which was my birthday, shout out the nigga being
28. It's all downhill from here.
Hey, dog. Hey, man. Getting old, bro. But it's a beautiful thing. Anyway, yeah, man. So on the birthday, we went out to the Portuguese island. Took whatever they take us in those boat things. Drop us off there. And yeah, we went and did the coral reef snorkeling for like an hour and a half, bro.
Wow.
Just in the water, looking at the fishes going through the coral reefs there.
Nice.
And it was beautiful, bro. And the water is warm almost as warm as like Brazil water, but not quite.
Okay.
But still warmer.
I don't know Brazil.
It's like warmer
than
Mauritius
water.
Actually, it's like that. It's like that warm. It's like that warm. It's like that warm. Yeah, it was very nice. It was cooling but warm, you know. Yeah, we did that for like an hour and a half. Came back, had lunch, also buffet things there on the island.
So they brought everything onto the island.
Yeah, so they have like a station there. They have like their station there. Built like proper structures that are built, and they just come through with
the food,
the tents, and
how big is this? Is it like a sandbar?
The island
is proper island.
The island is it's called the Portuguese island.
Uh-huh.
It has some history to it, but I couldn't care less at the time.
Typical tourists. They just go, fuck.
But it's quite huge. Like it's quite huge. Like it's a good landmass, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd probably say it's. It's probably like, if not a bit bigger than Robben Island, just like a little bigger.
Okay, yeah.
It's not small.
Okay.
Like, if you look on the map, you definitely won't see it, obviously. But, so yeah, man. And then we did all that. And then we swam some more, just chilling there. When they had locals there from Mozambique.
The indigenous people.
The indigenous people. They were selling these items, arts and crafts and things. Yeah, dog. So they were selling those things. And some of them were selling cervejas as well. Doji, all those things. It was
yeah, you were just like a mini Brazil for you.
But they weren't receptive to it. They were chatting because they're used to South African travelers. So
they're like, fuck you, nigga.
So they actually chat. They chat Zulu and stuff mostly.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay, that's interesting.
And obviously the indigenous language from Mozambique.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, we did, and that was like the whole day. We got to spend the whole day on the island.
On the island,
and okay. Went back at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Went back to the ship.
Yeah.
The ship actually stayed there overnight, and there was just more activity in the evening. There was other shows and stuff, but we didn't do that because it was my birthday. We just sourced and the bangs,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Enjoyed life.
Okay, okay. Yes, yeah,
you know what I mean. And yeah, man, it was so much fun. And we just me and my girl. We just got to, you know, connect properly because I was disconnected from everything in terms of like phones
and everything. Yeah.
No signal, no Wi-Fi, even though it was available, but you just chose not to engage in that, you know? And it was one of the best things, man. Like, we had some really deep, I mean, we always have deep, meaningful conversations, but, you know, these were ones that weren't disturbed by
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was lovely, man. I really enjoyed my time. Shout out to my lady, man. I had a good time, dog.
Okay.
I had a good time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Y'all should have seen his pensive look there. He was like, ah, shout out to my lady, man.
Look, man.
That was a deep one.
So yeah, man. So and then we got back. It was good to get back. We didn't feel homesick at all, you know, but we were just like, all right, well, you know, all good things come to an end at some point. Let's go get back to reality.
Yeah, get back to life.
You know, got to get back to work. But yeah, it was really beautiful, man. I recommend people do it at least once, you know. Every 10-15 years, you know?
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
Yeah, man. It's definitely something to tick off on a bucket list. Even if you just do it once and never again. Just to say you did it, excuse me.
No, that definitely sounds like a
You should do it, dog.
That's I need to find a significant other first.
Hey dog, but they also true that. You do need to find someone.
You can't be going there as a single.
Yeah, you can, because there weren't people. There was like one or two people who were actually there as singles, which is a bit like go with friends or something, you know.
Yeah.
But I think the previous week it was all these matriculants that went. Yeah, matriculants went on as part of their rave thing.
Can you imagine?
Dog, these parents are giving these kids a lot of money this time.
Oh my god.
they got up to the most.
Yeah, look, they probably had to scrub that ship nicely.
Yeah, no. They got up to the most.
What? Who told you? The staff were telling you that they went
the
to
the staff were telling us. And like, while we were docking, it was the same day that the people were leaving.
Oh,
so you could just see them kids were punished and. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine?
There's often people who get off and go back onto the ship, so they buy, you know, they don't just leave on the one trip; they go back again.
Oh,
yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, apparently it's quite a normal thing. Huh? Old people do it all the time. Some people who we went with said, "Nah, we're not getting off." Well, they're gonna get off, but they're gonna go back on the exact same day again to go on again, just because time, I guess.
December, man. People have got bonuses. They're out here ready to live.
Yeah, dog. Speaking of bonuses, people were there as a year-end function.
Shit.
Yeah. So they're like, there was two offices, an office from Joburg and an office from Durban.
Wow.
They were like, yeah, the boss was like, yeah, we're doing this year or whatever. But my only thing there is that, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, but.
But.
Like 3 days.
There's no way that. It's like 3 days with your colleagues. But there's also like no way that their boss or something would pay for that, all of it. They had to have docked their pay every month as a compulsory thing.
Business was good, bro.
I've heard it being done. For me, there was a lot of fucking people. Even these big ass companies don't do it like this, dog. They don't do it like just to be like, they rather do a party. They rather spend $100 or something grand for one night rather than pay like 300 and then pay like 500 G's for
three nights,
you know what I mean? And it's a lot of people. It wasn't like a small,
it's a lot. Yeah,
they all had branded clothes and
okay.
It's a lot, dog. I think they did dock their pay like every month, like as part of the contract.
Yeah, well, maybe they got nice tenders over the years.
I don't know, but I mean, they like, I think it's nice for people who, you know, there's some people who won't go on holiday unless they're forced to go on holiday. So like some people, they don't have a choice. They'll just like, they'll choose to deprive themselves of holiday because they have to send money home or whatever. Yeah, so when a company actually does it for them, you know, even though it's like, okay, cool, at least you get to have 3 days, you know, even though it's not with your family, but
can you imagine with colleagues though? So now you get sick nicely and you start figuring other things.
Hey dog, now you're hitting on your boss and you don't even know it's your boss.
And you wake up next to your boss, division. You're like, fuck.
Now it's going to be an awkward new year, bro. It's going to be an awkward new year.
It's like, so, what happens on Portuguese islands
stays on Portuguese islands.
No, that's good, man. That's good. I also had a bit of an outing of my own.
So we went to
Hermanus.
Okay.
This past weekend.
All right.
With some friends. Of course, in your absence, needed to make a plan.
Oh.
So plan was made.
Plan was made. Where did you guys go in Hermanus? Was it close to the coast?
No, it was up on the mountain, like actually one of the last houses on like one of their mountains there.
So first gear was working, man.
Huh?
First gear was working.
No, I mean, not really.
Not really.
Not really, no.
But good views.
But it's good views, but nice house.
Yeah.
Two-story house, like nice lounge area, like wraparound balcony, like front though, like almost the whole.
That stuff is important when you have beach areas, bro.
Yeah. So we just went for a night. We went Saturday afternoon. Just literally just brought tons of meat. We had way too much meat. Way too much Jameson. I don't know why everyone decided
of Jameson or something
to buy Jameson. I bought Ballantine's. Which reminds me, I need to go get it from whoever took it. Because I didn't finish it.
You're not getting that back.
I drank half of it, though. That was a lot. So it was just a lot of whiskey for some reason.
And I think you guys had a mission, bro.
So, man. So we just kicked it. You know, a friend of a friend who's also a friend.
Okay, down. Boomy. A friend of a friend who's also a friend.
Came down from Zim. So, and his birthday was a weekend earlier. So we just wanted to
entertain,
to show him a good time. Yeah. You know. We all just went out there. And it was good, man. It was nice to like break away a little bit. Especially because most of my holiday is gonna be in the freezing cold in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah, I don't envy you.
Yeah, no, don't. Because it literally is supposed to snow the day I arrive. Anyway,
so you're trying to make the most of the sun, bro?
Oh, yes, I need to. It was just really good to get away. You know, take a drive. You know, driving that way is always nice.
Scenic, bro.
Scenic. Even though we used the N2, it didn't go through
down there.
So that was my little outing for December.
Hey man, these things are important, eh?
Yeah, man.
Just to break away from the norm, bro. Because I think, your mind can get really stuck in the same grind, and then if there's no like
break.
You're gonna wind out.
Yeah, no, that's
you're gonna
true.
Burn out.
That's true. And I mean, also because like, come on, like honestly, a lot of us are finished at work. Like, there's no productive work being done.
Let's be honest.
At work. Like, I had to do a report
it's
this
not
week,
optimum stuff.
And it took me forever to do it. Yeah,
because you're not at your sharpest.
And load shedding didn't help either. So it was like, it's a struggle to get anything done, and I've got like a full week left.
From today.
From Friday.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boss was talking things like, you know, maybe at the end of this week, maybe next week. He's always doing these things.
But at least it's one. It's like just one more week, and the 20th, freedom. Freedom.
Yeah, as long as you know, 20th,
freedom.
Freedom.
I mean, that was a nice little break, with friends before.
Yeah.
The break with family on the 23rd. Flying to the north.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. So it's gonna be
But yeah, December's in full force. You know?
People are doing the most.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's that time of the year, bro.
It's that time of the year. How's that song? It's that time of the year.
Yeah, you're getting it wrong, but I
it's Sinatra, man.
You know. But yeah, man, it just doesn't help to have load shedding at this time. Because this is the busiest time for businesses, you know?
Exactly.
And they need power, dog.
Fill orders, deliver orders,
For some, drugs. I was speaking to a tailor. Mm. I was getting my pants done. Speaking to a tailor, and he's like, "Yeah, look, man, these months, November, December, those are my busiest months. Mm. That's when I make profit.
Yeah, as opposed to just profit,
because he says, like, you know, he pays the first 2 weeks he works for the rent. The other 2 weeks is the profit. Mm. And when it's November, December time, that's where he wastes the most money. Because he's like June, July, like winter time, it's not really busy. Mm. Doesn't do much. And I've never thought about the tailoring industry, yeah, like being seasonal, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just think all the time people all need to do stuff. But yeah, and he was saying, like, he needs to work until 10. He's gonna work until 10 in the evening, yeah, just because he wants to. Because, you know, with those things, if a tailor can't do it, you're just going to go to another one.
Yeah. It's one of those where you have to be available.
Yeah, you have to be available. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Because also you want your shit done now. But yeah, man, so, yeah, I mean, you need electricity, dog. So,
sewing machines.
So, yeah, man, but yeah, let's talk about that, dog. This whole ESCOM situation, I mean, firstly, stemming from the appointment of, what's his name?
The CEO.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, like, but that within itself was a bit shaky, worrying for people.
Because he's white.
No, because he sank the share price of NAMPAC.
He didn't. Oh my god.
That's what the dog. Oh, he's the CEO though. So
the thing is, you need context is everything.
Dog, let's be honest. Context is everything, but that's not what pops.
It is what should pop.
Yes.
And I don't live life.
Oh, but that's exactly what happens,
no,
for me.
No, dog.
It is.
It's the wrong thing that happens.
Absolutely.
Because if you want to enlighten yourself, you will understand why NAMPAC is seeing flames.
Hey, dog. People don't care. The public doesn't go deep in that, dog.
But that's the thing. That's the problem. You can't just look at this. But also, the public is stupid. Like, so you can't rely on what. Like, just because the public says, "Oh, you sank the share price," it's like, so what?
But that leads to politicians. Here's the so what for me. If the public says that, that informs their decision making when it comes to voting sometimes.
But Mzee,
because people are one issue voters. People are one issue voters.
Yeah, but the thing is, so we've been talking about getting capable people into the state owned enterprises. Right?
We have.
Right? So the thing is, it's like, if you really care about competent people being assigned to state enterprises, you'll want to critically analyze why that person was appointed.
Absolutely.
Right? So therein lies my point, as in, like, if you really want to know if the person you voted in has done the right decision, you're going to do a little bit of digging. So there's no way they'd
There's
no way they'd put a random white guy with no links to the ANC that we know of, right, in charge of a state-owned enterprise after he, in air quotes, sunk the share price of NAMPAC.
But do you not think... Yeah, no, absolutely, dog. No, listen, I'm with you.
No.
But what I'm saying is, do you not feel as though media should bear a lot of responsibility for the stuff that they put out, dog?
No, they do. No, they should. I've never... Yeah.
Like, it's critically important. If people get the news from you, like, they should have some sort of responsibility. But
yeah, which they... If you read the media that is, like, not level-headed, but... To a certain extent, that's why I read more financial media than I do the general media. Mm. Because the financial media have to be a bit more factual about what they report, because they're reporting to investors, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you can see some political overtones because they're finance people, so they're mostly capitalists, right?
Yeah.
But I find them to be the most level-headed reporters in terms of facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So when they analyze the appointment, and they were like, "Yeah, NAMPAC's share price has gone down," and then they give you the reasons why NAMPAC's share price has gone down. It's not necessarily him,
but we know that we live with the headline readers, dog.
I feel you, dog.
But how do you can't change that for me? How do you change that?
No, you change that by making people educated. You can't get rid of it.
You can't make people educated, but you can listen. You know that. You can't make people educated.
Okay. You can make people... You can give people the skills to think critically.
There's it.
I've just finished doing a report on a course for like soft skills, and according to the Department of Higher Education and Training, the highest shortage in terms of soft skills in the current labor force in SA is critical thinking,
and that's problematic.
That is very problematic, and that explains a lot of things. But so that's the thing. So it's like, if you teach people to think critically, to investigate, to look at to get as much facts as they can, yeah, then it works. Like, especially in the time of like Google, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that you will get the right answers, but if you try and look at it from different angles, you can get as much of an educated opinion as you can as a lame person. Right? So just the fact of thinking, hold on, the SOEs are in a crisis, this person has no links to the ANC, so what is the rationale with appointing him? Just asking those questions already, you start to get some answers.
And the problem is, if you don't know what questions to ask, that's the thing. And the problem is that politicians love the fact that people are headline readers as well.
Of course.
So they'll capitalize on that.
Of course. I mean, the ANC totally benefits from having having an ignorant electorate to manipulate.
Not even just them. Everyone. I think a lot of political parties.
They rely on it because they position themselves as the center of knowledge, yeah, and truth and fact. Even Trump and all that shit.
What does the EFF say? Superior logic, beloved. That's what it is.
Those guys must worry about the elective conference. And
yeah, well, I actually haven't followed. I still need to go back. I need to go back, and because apparently Julius has been doing a lot of interviews. Yeah. I don't know what's popping. Do you know what's popping? All that stuff.
Apparently, there's going to be a culling in like lower positions. So I'm Floyd, Dali.
Floyd is a lower position already.
Yeah, like below Malema. You know, below Malema, he considers them all lower positions. No. So apparently, Abo Floyd, Abo Josie, Abo Dali, Abo, like even I think the youth leader. Apparently, shit's lit there.
So the members are gonna cut them out.
Apparently, that's where shit's going down.
Yes, and just an overhaul.
Apparently. Now you know these things.
I don't think they're gonna happen though.
Counter. Maybe Josie, not really.
There's something. Something will pop.
But because the thing is, Floyd is compromised heavy. Right? And Malema's not stupid. He's like, guy, you've clearly been caught, my guy. We need to contingency measures here. So you most probably not be released from the party, but I reckon.
What has he been caught with now?
Our guy VPS thing. He's deep in the cookie jar. Deep. And MPA is like, the hawks are circling.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, hard.
Yeah, if Julius was smart, he'd cut ties. If he was smart,
the problem is everyone is implicated, and that's the thing. And the problem is,
that's why Ubaba was like, I don't know what the problem is. Because everyone was doing this. Now all of a sudden, when Ubaba does it, it's a problem.
But you know, that's during the Greek crisis, there was one former minister. Hey, try this guy. He had the audacity to say in a television interview, I think he was the minister of Home Affairs or something, the equivalent. And then he said, he's like, I don't know why people are so dissatisfied. I don't know why they're protesting. We all ate the money together. He said that. People were like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah, he said in Greek, he's like, mazita faga, man. He's like, we ate it together.
Yeah.
That guy, he got fucking beaten up when he was like
leaving his office. Mazita faga, man.
Yeah, he was leaving his office. People threw yogurt. Yeah, if you get thrown yogurt and eggs in Greece, just know you're done.
How? The tzatziki yogurt, dog?
No, just Greek plain yogurt.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Still and good. You know we love that shit. So if someone is wasting it to ridicule you, you best know you're done.
It's like throwing a shoe in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Thankfully, that guy's in jail now.
How? Alone. Not with everyone he ate money with.
Flames. Took the fall. Don't open your mouth like that. Yeah, people are like, oh, you went, oh, we ate it together.
Okay.
You aided yourself.
You
aided. Go to jail.
But no, look, man, I mean, look, there is definitely a dearth of leadership at the moment, and it's depressing. Even this whole Meimane, Herman Mashaba thing.
I don't know if that's
people's
a thing,
dialogue.
I don't know if that's a thing.
That just sounds like a hang all over again.
Are they trying to do something there?
Yeah, some people's dialogue.
I thought he was just trying to be like a noble citizen by just, you know, putting his.
Oh, listen to what South Africans have to say.
I don't think.
You were head of the party for like 5 years. If you don't know what South Africans have to say, I don't know.
I don't think they're trying to start a new party, are they?
They are, dog. Come on.
Like a party.
Yeah, we know how South African politicians are like, oh, this is a party political platform. Instead of just saying it's a fucking new party, mother bitches, we're here.
So what is it called?
The people's dialogue, something.
Because I saw my man released a video. I was like, damn, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, some bizarre thing. I haven't watched the video.
Yeah, the thing is, the problem is that I think they need to do something quick if they actually want to enter the political landscape. You can't just go away for a while.
I don't know.
Nah, dog.
What is it called? People's something.
I saw it as
people's assembly.
What?
People's Assembly, pa.org.za. There's a website already.
Huh? People's Assembly.
People's Assembly, connecting people with their representatives.
The pa.org.za.
Wait, maybe this is. No, maybe this
no,
is.
You think about some other shit, Dad. No, this is not.
This is actually a government thing, I reckon. Oh, well, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
It's called the People's Dialogue.
People's Dialogue.
Meimane Mashaba launched the People's Dialogue.
People's Dialogue. Like, I mean, if you need to dialogue,
like, what the hell is that? What the hell is that?
It's a party political platform. There's even an address in
Guy, 12 Barrington Road.
Yeah.
Nah, something's popping.
That's different. I think it's probably a different thing.
Nah, something's popping though.
But I mean, look, they could do something.
Nah, dog.
They could do something. They've got a website already. That's serious.
What are they going to do?
On Squarespace. Oop, nope. Website expired.
Because right now they're just chatting chat.
They're chatting chat.
If they
want
to do research, pay a company to go and do research of what people want and then do a party.
But also, you've been in politics for so long. How do you not know what people want? Which is why I'm saying that's just a way of them getting themselves out there, and then eventually they'll be like, okay, we launch a new political.
You know what I was watching when you just said now, you've been running a political party, how do you know what people want?
How do you not know?
How do you not know? I was watching, for some reason, I was watching the Howard Stern show, and he had Hillary Clinton on there. Mm. And she said something about what she misses about politics. Like back then to now, she said that whenever she was on the road or, you know, doing those campaign trail, whatever those things are, that there was a point where, you know, when you're done with the whole speech and stuff, you actually go into the crowd and you meet people and you can actually interact and get to know what people will tell you their story. Like, my son has Asperger's, please do the health building or whatever, you know, just chatting. Yeah. Like those 2 seconds that you chat.
Yeah.
Good luck. You know, I'm a veteran or whatever the case may be. And then she says, like, now, whenever you go down there, people just want to take selfies and you just don't learn anything about them. So she was like, that's the problem, dog. And I was like, fuck. Coming from HC, dog.
That's profound. Actually, that's quite intense.
Dog, I was like, she dropped a gem and I picked it up, dog. I was like, yeah.
Yo.
Because, and you really think about you, like, yeah, that's. And that actually explains a lot.
Like your boy Keenan.
What's popping? What was Keenan doing?
Nah, he's wilding.
I saw things, but he looks like he's having fun.
Keenan is wiling, my boy.
He looks like he's having fun.
Remember, he was all about your boy CR come election time.
Oh, Mr. President,
I'm so excited. Oh, Mr. President. Babe, come see the president. Now! Aye, tweets now with stage 6, maybe.
But I think
he was rudely interrupted for five seconds.
But he was a big JZ.
He was a big. Someone tweeted it so well. I need to find this tweet. I think I liked it. Someone fucking dragged him nicely It was an amazing tweet. And I don't often say that because I say Twitter depresses me.
That's because you sometimes engage. That's why it depresses me.
I do engage. In fact, I engaged today and I
regret it. Yeah, immediately.
Why did I do that? Fuck, am I going to find it? I think maybe just look for AKA.
Nah, just look for it, dog.
it's hilarious. The guy was shut down hard. Unless he deleted the tweet, I hope he didn't.
You think he deleted it?
Because he was schooled nicely. Deleted.
Who did the guy who did it?
No, I think AKA.
Yes. What is it? What was he saying?
Because he tweeted like, yeah, yo, wanted Jacob Zuma out now. Now make your bed or sleep, make the bed you lie in or some bullshit like that.
I think I saw that tweet.
Is there anywhere I can see my what my
Yeah, just activity? Go to your likes, dog. There you go, like, oh. Yes. You
Okay, so AKA tweeted, also, don't let these people make you think politics isn't for you just because you don't grasp their complex phrases or Johnsonness. It's not opera or stock trading. It doesn't belong to them. Say what you want to say, bro. It's for you. And then the guy, King of Leon, is the handle, Mighty Jammy, said, the problem is that you decided to speak on politics. You talk cack, one. Two, you do not read anything. Your politics is shallow and illiterate. There is no ideology behind your political positions. You are a promoter. You move from candidate to candidate for money.
Done. That's it. But another thing is that, why do people think that he's anything but that? What has shown them that he would be anything but that? That's the issue, actually. No,
because you know as you said it, bruh, people are all about the headlines and nonsense.
Yeah, man.
Right? So
these guys are performers, dog. Yeah. I mean, he needs the work. Dog, anything for a check, man. He's like, what, you want me to promote your shit? Alright, how much you gonna pay me? Pay me, I word. This work.
Pay me and I'll do it. Let's do it. Let's do a job. Let's do it. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, I enjoyed that too. I was like, yeah, look, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, man.
Brilliant. But yeah, let me read the tweet that I engaged in and immediately regretted it. So, I replied. So, it was a picture of Pravin, Mantash, David Mabuza, actually doing official work for once. And then your boy CR.
Yeah.
So it was Kusela Diko's tweet. The spokesperson was like, yeah, president, deputy president meet with ministers Mantashe and Godan ahead of engagement with Eskom board. You know, when he went there and just fucking said, y'all fucked up. Yeah. Fuck y'all. No leave.
Yeah.
So this person tweeted, a pharmacist, a BCom graduate, a BProc graduate, and then Gabi. What's that?
Gabi's like
just a crook.
Yes.
Yeah, that's probably. I'm not. And they're probably talking about
Didi. They're probably talking about Didi.
You said it.
I said that they probably talking about. You said it.
All gathered to solve a crisis. None of them are qualified to handle. We are in hell. So I was like, those blue envelopes, because it's a picture. I was like, those blue envelopes contain detailed reports of how the qualified individuals are solving the issues. Political leadership does not equal being an all-knowing oracle.
Okay, so what did you regret about that?
Nothing.
I thought maybe you got into a battle.
No, I don't do battles.
But that's the problem with. Engaging in that stuff in the first place. I don't know why you did that, but
because I was just like, why? Because I look. Because whenever I engage, just know that I've reached my quota of bullshit.
Okay.
Right. So I'm like, there's too much ignorance, and I need to correct.
But also, these things, we know that there's no context within any of the stuff that even gets posted in the first place.
No.
You know, by politicians themselves.
Would.
You know. And then now all of a sudden some smart ass comes up and says, well, firstly, blah, 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 blah. Man, you don't get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so that was I was like, how does that even, like, make, like, what? It's just like when people say,
like, oh, that member of parliament doesn't have matric. I'm like, you can make arguments for that, right? Of like, you must have matric. But at the end of the day, a politician is a representative that you vote in, right?
Yeah.
I think you're catching the feels about the wrong stuff, dog.
No. Listen to
me. I understand. I heard right?
This whole education narrative. Because at the end of the day, it's not about how... Like, you do need to have a level of education. But the thing is, it's like, if you know the concerns of your community...
The point is, you don't need to actually... Yeah. That's the point. You don't need to have that.
You don't.
Because it's not about the education.
It's about your leadership skills.
Yeah,
and it's about your it's about you representing. So it's all it because the thing is, people think like, oh, because they're educated.
If you could have no education, firstly, and still lead people.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's people think like, oh.
But you know what it is? It's because we have this this culture of glorifying people who are educated. If you are educated, it for some reason automatically makes you better in some way, shape, or form. We have that culture because also our parents have anything can happen, but as soon as you get that degree,
it's like you are a star.
But no matter what degree you have, actually. But no graduation, and take photos, all the
degree.
That's because that was always like, nah, man. Like, it's cool you have a degree, but it means nothing if you don't do anything with it. Firstly, what is it? I mean, go to varsity, go for 5 years, get nothing, you still get something. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, if you're paying money, you must come back with a receipt or something. But you know what I mean?
No. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, we need to aspire to have politicians who understand the basics. I don't fight that.
Yeah. But if you can clearly see that they do.
But like, all these politicians have so much support staff, right? And that's where it just comes down to the leadership qualities of the human being.
They're managers. Managers, right? Don't do any work except manage.
It's about thinking with insight and foresight and taking decisions into account and being like, this is in the best interest of my people. There is no academic thing that can teach you those kind of ethics. If you're an ethical leader, you will consider all the facts, apply a little bit of Nyana critical thinking there, and be like, okay, I know my people are hungry, my researcher told me if my people are hungry, this is what they need. I will take a second or a third opinion just to make sure that my research is not compromised, and I'll make a decision. There's nothing in there that I must have. It's preferable if all our political candidates have some level of academic knowledge, but in our divergent society where like people represent the poorest of the poor who aren't educated, It's not a necessary thing. It's a thing of also being able to understand what their issues are.
It also makes no sense if all politicians are educated, running people who are uneducated. There needs to be some sort of a link as well.
That's the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. There's no, like, yeah. Anyway, this thing around, like, unqualified. Yeah,
I see it bothers you, but I understand.
If you were to say the COO doesn't at least have a degree in electrical engineering at ESCOM, then I'd be like, fine, like that's the chief operations officer.
Yeah, right? If the job requires it, then obviously
that's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. But if the job doesn't, why are we crying about it? It's as simple as that.
So that was my cry.
Yeah. Just when I wish you were there when people were saying that about Obama.
Oh, I never said Obama was stupid.
No, I'm just saying I wish you were there to back it up like you are now. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, I wasn't even in that
argument. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying
Obama was just doing the most.
I'm not saying you were in that argument. I'm saying I was wish you were there to say that then.
No, but I've always said Obama was not stupid. Whenever I discuss with the people, are like, oh, yeah, he's so stupid. I'm like, guys, he's not stupid. The man is not stupid. Just flew too close to the sun and got burnt. And burnt the country in the process.
I think he'll still be alright.
I don't know.
Yeah, he knows too much, that's why. That's what I think.
The thing is,
a lot of people will fall.
The thing is, but my man.
But
think about it, dog. You already tried. You already tried it though with that other guy. Yeah.
By chatting.
Where's that guy now? He's all right. You get what I'm saying? That's why now he's acting sick and all, going to Cuba and all that shit. Because he played his card.
When did he go to Cuba?
Yeah, apparently the story. Apparently, it's, I think the news is.
Nah, dog. Unless he hasn't been having his pills, dog. The guy has been alright.
Oh, isn't he saying he's bankrupt?
So he can't afford pills.
It's like your go.
The guy still has, what you call it? The security agency people looking after him as well, because he's as a former president.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he has money to buy air.
Which means he gets some sort of a stipend or something. Dog. Not even a stipend. He definitely gets an income. What the fuck?
Yeah, but he's claiming poverty, dog.
He's claiming poverty because he has legal fees and all stuff, and it's becoming too much. But he's got money, man. Like,
yeah. So apparently, there's stories flying around that he went to Cuba for treatment.
But all these guys do that way. Didi Mabuza, all of them, they go to Russia for treatment.
Didi didn't even go to Russia for treatment. He went there for what? Okay.
For me, that guy's got.
SA Health is still fine, dog.
Those guys go.
If you start seeing Desmond Tutu now start going to the US or some shit.
He's good. He's got his doctors here in the Cape Town. He's alright. Nothing they can't solve. I don't think he's on that tip of like, I must go fly overseas in order to carry on. He's lived his life. He'll be alright, man. If the doctors here can't do it,
I mean? But I refuse that any. I mean, sure. Like, nah.
You refuse that?
Nah, I refuse.
Sure.
I mean, if your boy is broke and there's a person in Cuba willing to help him out, then fine, sure. But it's not that. It's not like Zimbabwe. If they do go to the public hospital, let me tell you something.
It's not like Obama doesn't have friends here. He's got mad friends. Mad friends who would help him, dog. So it's dog. He's all right. Like. I mean, he's obviously doing it because something's bored.
It's because it's flames, dog. It's flames.
But I don't think it's like that.
Because he tried. The thing is, because here's my thing. When he accused that guy of being a spy. Like, who was that guy really? He wasn't that big. Right? So he was obviously.
I think he was testing the waters.
That's what I'm saying. So he was testing it out to see how spooked people would get. The NPA said, huh? What's that? I don't care.
Nah, but they don't know that. The NPA could say they don't care, but they have their people looking into it anyway. Probably. But it doesn't shift the focus is the point.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's like it didn't shift the focus. So that's why now...
I don't think he's trying to shift the focus from him, but he's trying to say, I'm not going to go down alone, though. He's letting people know that... Okay, fine, grip me, but I'm not the only one gonna get gripped now.
Of course, but he isn't the only one getting gripped.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna try to implicate people who are not implicated from, you know.
I mean, yeah, but either way, someone has to be in orange.
Hey, dog. Yeah, but there's flames all around, bro. Even in the United States of that thing, bro.
The Democrats are going through with it.
But again, Ben, it's a waste of time because nothing's going to pop. That guy's not going anywhere, bro.
Are you sure?
Vumi. DJT.
Are you sure? I reckon his corporate backers are going to get spooked.
Nah, I don't think so.
Because as soon as you start seeing the writing on the wall, you want to start positioning yourself to be in favor with the other candidates.
This stuff has been on the news. Everything that they're saying is nothing new.
But it's an official Senate. Like, they're there.
It's not Senate. It's the House.
Yeah, sorry, the House.
So the House will, they will impeach him, but they don't get to convict him. The Senate does. And the way those guys be pulling on his foreskin is a lot, dog. they're forever like, ain't nothing gonna do it. Ain't nothing gonna do, man.
That's so fucking graphic.
They're gonna do nothing.
Imagine that.
They're gonna do nothing. They're not gonna convict the guy. gonna be quick things.
I reckon the Americans have a lot of pride. They're gonna grip it. Cause they don't wanna seem like they're weak, allowing another country to just fuck around in their ship.
I don't know if you've been watching anything that's been going on there. The way they've been defending Trump as like
But you're only watching conservative media though. That's the thing.
Liberal shit too.
They don't defend him.
What? CNN? No, I'm saying I've been watching liberal and conservative shit. Yeah. But I'm talking about... I'm not talking about the media who's defending him. I'm talking about politicians, guy.
Yeah, because they're just trying to, as you say, put on his foreskin.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But,
that's yeah. Such a disgusting...
It is what it is.
But yeah, man, I've got load shedding in an hour, so I need to cook. Let's get out of here.
You don't have load shedding in an hour.
I do have load shedding.
It's at 8, dog.
Yes.
That's not an hour.
It's
in an hour, 8 minutes.
Ah! I still need to cook.
For now, I still live near white people. There's no load shedding.
What do you mean? How do you not have load shedding in Greenpoint?
Yeah, that'd be dumb.
Oh, you must be on the CBD's grid there.
Oh, wait, what? It only goes once. And it was at 8 to 10:30 this morning. Because we're on stage 2, right?
Stage 2.
Yeah, dog, it only happened from 8 to 10:30. And that was during when I was at work already, so...
Fuck, why do you only get one? I get one tomorrow, but I have two today.
It's four. You know why? It's because the CBD is the important... in the CBD area.
Because tomorrow I have like from 12 to 2:30, which is perfect.
Why? Because it's during work.
Yeah. And then...
Yeah, so that means I also do.
Yeah, but Friday, fuck, 6 to 8:30. Anyway, let's... yeah, anyway.
12 to 2:30. I have meetings at the office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't have a generator.
We do have a generator, but we don't have the right plugs. It's not my...
Have the right plugs?
So, you know the red plugs? The red, they're different sized. So, I couldn't know how to explain it, but if you have those and you... So, there's different plugs. There's a red plug, there's a normal plug. If you connect your system or your plugs to the red plug, it's the one that's connected to the generator. So, it'll work with the normal electricity, and as soon as the generator... it's in, it'll continue working. But if you just use the other plugs,
why did you plug into the red plug?
Because we don't have red plugs. They have a smaller what you call it, the prongs,
yeah,
are smaller. They don't fit, so the normal ones don't fit. No, it's not an adapter. You need the actual plug, the actual 3-prong plug, the replace here. Change the plug.
So the office you're renting basically doesn't have the...
No, the office has that.
Yeah, but
it's the management that didn't do that.
Oh.
So the office has that capability. They just the management that just didn't do it.
Okay.
Hey, dog. I've already voiced my concerns, but it's not my company.
So.
if you can't work, you can't work.
Okay, let's get out of here, bro. Before you get yourself fired.
Yeah. For the second time. Alright.
Huh?
No, I'm joking. Yeah, no. Let's get out of here. Yeah, man, we must do another one on the beach sometime. Maybe a final one.
Yeah.
Just before we disperse.
12 days left, yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been your boy MZ. It's been good.
And your boy Vumi.
It's been good. And this has been the Much Chat Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
It's been good.
Dank.
Yeah, dank.
There we go.